hope you've been enjoying and benefiting from these podcasts. I also hope that if you do like them, that you're telling your friends about them. They can go to the Healing Care website, and right there it gives a link so that they're able to listen to the Sling Stones podcast. Also, just to remind you that if you go to the Healing Care website, there are some free resources there, a few videotape series, also some special downloads that you can engage in that help you on your own journey. So I hope you're willing to go there, encourage others to go there, and it is my prayer that it would be somewhat helpful to you on your own journey to grow deeper in Christ. I also want to mention one more time that we're going to be holding the Formational Prayer Seminar in Ashland, Ohio. It'll be the second week of January 2018. There are still a few spaces left. If you're interested, go to the Healing Care website. They'll give you information on how to go ahead and register, or you can email Lynn at healingcare.org, and she'll give you all the information necessary to participate in this seminar. We've done this seminar at least 50, maybe 60 times, and God always comes to heal his people. And so if it's something you're interested in, you want to grow deeper in the ministry of positioning people for emotional healing, that would be a great seminar for you to participate in. So in the last podcast, we began a series, and that series is going to take us through this flow of the Christian life and how the building of the Christian life draws us into deeper intimacy with the Lord. It bonds us in greater union with the Father. It matures us in order that we can serve the Lord more. And if you remember, I'm using five words. The first word that we're talking about is we're going to share about awakening and how that awakening happens over and over in our lives. And we'll get back to that very quickly. And that an awakening then moves to abiding. It influences our abiding. Abiding then influences our anointing, and as our anointing grows, we're able to minister with more authority as we engage in the action of the kingdom. And so over these podcasts, we're going to be spending time working through these various pieces to understand better how we surrender to the flow of the Christian life. And I will remind you that these are not one-time journeys. You will experience awakening. So you're never actually fully awake because you're always awakening to a new level. And the same thing is true with all the other aspects of this journey that we're going to begin to talk about. So the last time we were together, we talked about the very first awakening, and that is awakening to the Spirit that then introduces us to what's happening in the kingdom. Well, today we're going to look at two other awakenings that are part of our lives that secure us in Christ. So if the first one was awakening to the Spirit that we might see the kingdom, the second is awakening to the fullness of Christ. Now, what do I mean by awakening to the fullness of Christ? What I mean is in my Christian life, I have become stunned how no matter to what degree I think I understand all that Jesus has done for me, I awaken to a whole new dynamic of what Christ has provided. It's amazing. You know, when you're first coming to Christ and someone tells you about it, you awaken to the fact that Jesus can be your Savior, which is very, very important. But then as you do, you realize, but as Savior, He's calling you to be Lord, and He's our teacher, and He's our shepherd. But all of a sudden, you begin to recognize He's so much bigger than that. He's the cosmic Christ. He is the Messiah that we have waited for. And over time, we begin to recognize that Jesus did everything needed to secure our identity as children of God. And so I want to talk about a couple principles then of what it means to awaken to the fullness of Christ. Right off the bat, it's important for us to recognize that when Paul talks in Ephesians chapter 6, that we are to be strong in the Lord, He's talking about the fact that we need to have very great episodic understanding of how big it is that Jesus ministered on our behalf and all that he did. You've heard me say before that Jesus came and lived a perfect life, and then he assigned our name to that perfect life. That's part of the scandalous grace of Christ. But strong in the Lord means that we are beginning to understand that, as Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, all the promises of God are yes in Christ. So if I were to make five quick points about what does it mean to continually awaken to the fullness of Christ over and over, more and more, I would say the first is you awaken to what it means to be strong in the Lord. The second would be that we awaken that we are complete in Him. You see, there is no Jesus plus theology. There is no need for us to think that in order to become secure, we have to engage in greater efforts at sin management. I'm not suggesting by that that behavior doesn't matter, but when it comes to being secure, we need to awaken to all that Christ done. And by the way, this is why Paul says in 2 Corinthians at the end in chapter 1, you got to boast in the Lord. You just boast in the Lord, because when you think about all the things that are true of you now, oh my gosh, they all come because of Christ. You are complete in Him. And I think that's why we get so excited about Christ, because we begin to recognize that the gospel is unfolding more and more and more of what Jesus accomplished on our behalf. And so awakening to the fullness of Christ certainly engages us to understand that we are strong in the Lord and also complete in Him, which I really hope you think about today, that you are complete in Him. Nothing has to be added by you for you to be secure with your Father. But I think another thing that is very important for us to recognize is that Jesus is the cosmic Christ. The cosmic Christ. It was Teilhard de Chardin in his philosophy and theology that was talking a great deal about how all things are moving toward Christ and He will be the authority over all, which is very similar to what Paul talks about in Colossians chapter 1 particularly. And so we begin to see that we're moving toward Jesus, where every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that He is the Lord, not just of my life, which is important. He's the Lord of the universe, and that all other authorities, all other powers, all other dominions are under Jesus. This is one of the reasons I believe that when the disciple John saw Him in the at the Isle of Patmos, that he fell before Christ on the ground, because he saw Jesus in all of His glory and all of His power and recognized the fullness of Christ. He awakened. Jesus became bigger and bigger and bigger. He's not just our friend that hangs out with us to make sure things go our way, but He is actually Lord of all the universe. I think another thing that is important for us in the awakening to the fullness of Christ is the whole notion of how secure our identity is in Christ. Now, this is why I wrote the book, Identity Matters, to help people understand the unshakable certainty that is theirs in Jesus Christ, how to discover what is true of them in Jesus Christ, and that makes a great, great difference. And it's a point that we don't compromise on, because Paul, he was very adamant about this. When we start adding that our behavior in some way affects our security in Christ, he says that's a weak and miserable principle. It's like leaven that gets in, and a little leaven will leaven the whole dough. And so this is very, very important. The whole idea that it's Christ in me that secures me. And that's why we turn to Him with great hymns and great songs, and we lift up our hearts to Him, because we recognize the wonder of all that Jesus has done. So far, what I'm suggesting, this awakening, and it happens now, and it'll be more tomorrow, and more a month from now, more a year from now, that as we continue to awaken to Christ, we begin to see Him in terms we've never understood. Strong in the Lord, complete in Him, the cosmic Christ who is on our behalf, that number four makes us secure. Well, what's the fifth principle that I would lift up before today? And that is, awakening to the fullness of Christ is increasingly coming to the place where we understand what it means when Paul said, "For me to live is Christ." For me to live is Christ. It is not I that lives, but it is Christ that lives in me. Certainly that doesn't mean that I suddenly lose my sense of self and lose my personality and I'm just possessed in a way that I'm completely mindless about it. It means that I'm in a situation where I begin to say that the thriving of my life is based on the ongoing awakening of Christ in my life and the wonder of all he has done. You know, when I first came to faith, I was grateful for what Jesus did and happy to be saved and happy that my sins were forgiven. And that's a good thing. And then as I began to come to understand more about lordship, I knew that this is about surrender to his will. But over these years, I've begun to see he is powerful and he is big and he is in charge and he is above all in this life and the life to come in the seen world and the unseen world, and that this Jesus that I'm awakening to is the Jesus that has brought me into his heart. What a great awakening. So our first awakening was awakening to the movement of the kingdom through the power of the Holy Spirit. And our second awakening is the awakening to the fullness of Christ. And both of these awakenings have begun and they will continue, and we should be very grateful for them. Well, let's talk in the remainder of our time here together about this third awakening that happens over and over in an ongoing way. And that is awakening to God in the present moment. Awakening to God in the present moment. There are so many times in my life where I have prayed, oh God, please be here. Oh God, please be present. Oh God, please show me your love. And those are all okay prayers, but the bottom line is I should be praying, oh God, thank you, and make me awaken over and over again to how you are present in this moment. So I would say this begins with asking God for a new level of awareness. I may have mentioned it before, but I like what Ronald Rollheiser said when he talks about the fact that there really is no moment somewhere out in the future where God is going to be more present. He's present with us now. And so that our problem is not the absence of God's presence, it's the absence of awareness of God's presence. So if we begin to awaken to God in the present moment, the first place this starts is the awakening of awareness. We don't walk around now with our head down, preoccupied, but instead our eyes are opened, our ears are listening, and suddenly we become aware through the faintest whisper or the most dramatic moment of God's intervention in our lives. Awareness is very, very key. Now, if we're going to gain awareness, a piece that we have to talk about after that is that we need increasing freedom from being so focused on the past and the future. Awakening to God in the present moment means that we're in the present moment, that we're not preoccupied with what did happen and what might happen, but we're very much aware of what God is doing in the all things plan right here and right now. This is where I need to actually confess that it's so easy for me to become worried about the past and concerned about the future. I can get myself worked up about maybe something negative that could happen in the future when there's not even a single solitary sign that it is going to happen. Well, this is something that we want to ask the Holy Spirit to help us with as we begin to awaken to God in the present moment, that we raise awareness and are able to be in the now. Now, part of being in the now, I think, means that we're beginning to embrace spiritual practices that make us more aware. I think that's the purpose, by the way, of all spiritual exercises, that when we pray breath prayers or the Jesus prayer or simple prayer, when we fast, when we spend time in Scripture, when we worship, that what we're really doing there is increasing our awareness of God's presence. That's what this is all about. I realize there are a lot of people that they write against the whole idea of contemplation. I don't think they have any understanding whatsoever what contemplation is. It simply means to sit and begin in quiet and being still to know that God is there. That's right out of Scripture, Psalm 64. Now, part of this is certainly going to be our willingness to open ourselves up to trying new spiritual practices. I wrote a book called Every Breath We Take. And I think it's a good book that helps you understand more about how to gain awareness. It's available on Amazon if you'd like to read it. You can also contact Lynn. She'd be glad to send you one. But one of the things I include in that book are a series of spiritual practices that help us raise awareness. to be in this moment and not other moments, and to have our eyes more open to what God is doing. Look, I think there are Christians that are so busy working for God, they don't take the time to be still to actually experience the presence of God. And that's another awakening, the awakening to God in the present moment. Boy, I look back, I messed up so many present moment opportunities because I was too focused on the past and not enough focused in the present. And I'm sure that's true to some degree for you. So what we want to do is to really embrace some spiritual exercises that could help us there. Well, let me share another thing that's true about awakening to God in the present moment, and that is being awake again to the whisper of the Spirit inside of you. I love that story when the prophet has gone out against the prophets of Baal, and then he wears himself out and he goes off and he's quiet, and God says he will come and speak to him, but when he does, there is the flood and there is the earthquake and there is the fire, but it's in the still small voice. The still small voice that he begins to hear and experience God. Now, I would argue that it's hard to hear the still small voice if we've got our life filled with noise. So how do you stay present and aware of God in this moment when we have too many screens open and there's too much noise coming our way? Look, there's a time for all that, but there's also a time to be still, to know that He is God, and to listen to the whisper in this present moment. Why don't you just stop right now for a few moments? Take a few deep breaths, be quiet, and simply ask God to make you aware of His presence in this moment. You can go back a few podcasts, and there were some spiritual exercises we did that I think could help this. And let me say one more thing, and that is, I think we need to become more open, not only to the voice of the Spirit within us, but the voice of Spirit that can speak through what God has made. C.S. Lewis, in that wonderful essay, The Weight of Glory, talked about the fact that God, in essence, puts aspects of His presence in all things that He has made. And that when we go outside and we begin to be open, we can begin to experience the wonder of and the majesty of our Father in heaven by what we just see in the created order. And that if we're quiet, we can begin to recognize that there's something about creation that wants to instruct us. How many times we've driven down the road and we just miss what might be there? You know, I appreciated my father when I was a kid. I always loved to be out and to go hunting. And my dad was a guy that for a number of years was a hunter. And we'd be driving down a highway and all of a sudden he'd say, oh, look over there. There's a deer. Look over here. There's a turkey. Oh, there's a groundhog. And I couldn't hardly see it. And we're flying down the road at 60 miles an hour. And yet he was able to see it. Why? Because his eyes and ears were open to seeing the movement of creation. And I think that's something we need to be able to do. Right now, as I'm doing this podcast, right here on my desk, I'm looking, and in front of me, first above me, in front of me, is an amazing handcrafted, hand-carved, beautiful, long plaque that someone did for me of the Lord's Supper. It means the world to me. But also right below are three pictures, and all of them are pictures of creation. All three of them come from Colorado. One is of a beautiful deer out in the forest with a pine tree, a limb covering it, and it's looking right at me. Then there's a beautiful picture, actually, of an elk wallow at about 12,000 feet up in the Rocky Mountains, and then a beautiful picture of the aspens golden when I was deep into the forest. And you know, as I look at these, they lift my spirit, and they remind me of the One who created all of this. And it happens in this moment. And if I come down here and I'm preoccupied, I don't even notice they're there, but if I can stop and spend some time with them, I begin to be overwhelmed with how present I can be to God when I'm present to that which He has made. And so today, we've moved to two other aspects of awakening. We began the last time with awakening to the movement of the kingdom through the Spirit. And today we're talking about ongoing awakening to the fullness of Christ and ongoing awakening to God in the present moment. Both of these that we've talked about today are foundational for the ongoing development of our intimacy, of our bond in union, and of our maturity as servants of the kingdom of God. I hope you'll think about these things and allow the Holy Spirit to increase every awakening that we can be more alive in Christ. Boy, I hope that today you sense the Lord's face shining on you and that you're very much aware of the grace that He's pouring out on you. God bless you.